You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's right. The Drive is live. Victory Monday. Tyler doesn't have the t-shirt on for some reason.
I'll be damned. T, what are you doing?
Must be five-game winning streak, week, man.
What the hell happened?
That bad boy.
Washer done, broke?
Deep in the...
Well, I got to get a new one. Armpits ruined it.
Oh, hell no.
Mid-season, week 13.
I'm telling you, man, I got Niagara Falls under these armpits, dude.
Week 13, dark blue shirt. You're going to blame it on the pit.
It's a five-game win streak. I've been having to wear it a lot.
I don't believe decision.
You. No, Tyler, I swear, I got to get a new one. The armpits are ruined.
No, but I'm saying, you got up and you saw it today clean, and you said, nope.
No, I didn't see it. Okay. I heard my wife from the laundry room yesterday scream, "Damn, I think the Victory Monday shirt's done." I said, "All right, well,
boy, that is."
I don't like that at all, Tyler. I think you got to keep wearing that, man.
I can't believe it. Whenever the armpits are looking bad, dude.
That's not true, man. That's five in a row. I mean, people are gonna blame this on you if something bad happens.
Nothing bad's going to happen, at least this week. They ain't losing to the sorry-ass Cardinals.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm just saying, man. Can't believe it. I can't believe you don't have it. Well, even though he's not wearing a shirt, it is a Victory Monday and a Reaction Monday as well. Coming up, and we will go out live. Tyler will jump in my ear as soon as the head coach, D'Amico Ryans, and his press conference starts. We will go right out to NRG so you can hear exactly what D'Amico has to say coming off of that enormous win, and they are now in the playoffs. They are now the seventh seed and a game back behind Jacksonville, and they got a real shot to win this division. Looks like the Colts are out of the way with their quarterback situation, so a huge, huge win. We'll get to D'Amico soon. Tyler and Clint, Texans get the big dub. Your thoughts right off the bat here as they go into Arrowhead and get the dub.
Yeah, look, I think it's a monster win. I mean, I don't care what NFL circles you're in, and this clearly has not, it's damn sure not changed or lightened up since I played. If anything, it's gotten significantly more difficult, which that is going to Arrowhead and winning a game. It's one of the more difficult places to go and play on the road. It's one of the more difficult places to win. Now you add that it's always been that way, or at least since I was playing. And, you know, now with Kansas City and Pat Mahomes and you know, Andy Reid and the team having as much success as they've had recently, going to Arrowhead and winning is a monster accomplishment, first and foremost. With this particular team needing to make a run, needing to keep the momentum rolling, needing to stay confident, to make this run and hopefully get this division. This win was big, man. I mean, this is one that you let breathe for a little while. If you're D'Amico Ryans, man, and I don't believe him
when he says it don't mean this would did this yeah, wasn't
he
a little
let, he let them it. Boys off till Wednesday. He said, I'll see y'all Wednesday. I mean, so it clearly meant a little bit more. But yeah, man, it was a big win. Just generally speaking for the Texans, I think you look at the primetime window, you look at the national narrative, the respect. I think the defense was already getting a ton. They're going to get even more with this performance. You're staring like if you can't sit and have a conversation right now, if you're in that building over at NRG Stadium and say, guys, here's the deal. We got to handle our business. There is an opportunity in front of us that doesn't come around very often. The only top quarterback in the AFC that looks like it's going to be in the playoffs is the one guy that we've made look pedestrian multiple times, which is Josh Allen. It looks like there's not going to be a Pat Mahomes, a Joe Burrow, or a Lamar Jackson. The run to an AFC championship and a potential Super Bowl is never been more promising, I guess, if you're somebody that's not one of those guys I just mentioned. And so, yeah, man, this was a big win. Where the Texans sit right now, if you just handle your business, there's a really, really, really good shot that you can win this division. If you just beat the AFC opponents that are left on your schedule, which I say just, we're talking about the Colts, we're talking about the Chargers, and we're talking about the Raiders, all teams that if it was a neutral site, I think you'd be favored. I don't know what's going to happen with that Chargers game.
That damn near going to be neutral.
Yeah, but so you know, that is the Texans should be able to handle their business. If they do, if they can beat the AFC teams left on their schedule, and the Denver Broncos can beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Texans, my understanding is the Texans will own the deep, deep, deep tiebreaker that will exist, and they will get a home football game in the playoffs right here at NRG Stadium. And so they're close, boys.
All right, let's go down to NRG and take in the head coach, D'Amico Ryans.
All right.
Hey, D'Amico, you've often talked a lot about the importance of Jalen Petrie. When I think back to his second season, it didn't seem like it was the easiest for him, but he's really shown a lot of improvement. What do you think about how he's been able to prove and become somebody who's really critical in your defense?
Yeah, Jalen's been a smart, trustworthy player for us, whatever I've asked of him. You know, he's willing and acceptable of whatever role that is, just a guy who truly just wants to help the team in any way. Unselfish guy, great teammate, great leader. He's just really been a great player for us.
Aaron?
Hey, D'Amico. When you have a defense like yours, and I was talking with Tony Dungy before the game, he says it's kind of built in your image and what you're about. What are some things that you feel like are really working well for you right now? And do you see opportunities to improve the defense to take it even, you know, as good as it's gone, to do even more? Thank you.
The things that are working really well for us defensively is, you know, we were getting critical stops, you know, third down, fourth down, to get critical stops against really good offenses. That's going to set yourself up, right, to play good defense. We're not playing extra plays. We're playing smart, getting off the field. We need to get off the field. So that's going well for us, and we're taking the football away. That's always goal number one, is can we take the football away? And more specifically, can we take it away three times? And to be able to do that, you know, on last night, that was huge for us. And there are always rooms for improvement. There's something, everything is not always clean. It's never perfect. It will never be perfect, but really proud of the guys for when things are imperfect, they still find a way to make it work. And that's where I truly lean on. This is about the players. It's always about the players, and they stand up and make the plays that we need to make. And we'll continue to coach them on things that we can improve upon.
Sam.
Hey, D'Amico, sticking with the defense, you all held Travis Kelce for just a catch for 8 yards last night. What allowed you all to contain him, and how important was containing him for your defense?
Honestly, we weren't concerned about a specific player and trying to limit a specific player. Everybody just did what we had to do. We just played the defense the proper way.
Sarge.
Hey, Coach. Can you hear me?
Yep, got you, Sarge.
All right. Coach, I know that, you know, even though you all won the game last night, you always talk about the opportunity to learn from it. You know the positive things that you do, but going back and looking at some of the things that happened, when you look at the way that defense was blitzing that offense, blitzing you all on offense on last night, do you think that that's a kind of a learning experience for a young offensive coordinator like Nick Caley to be able to put that, you know, watch that film, put it in his back pocket and be prepared for it next time?
Look, there are a lot of things offensively I think we have to improve upon, specifically in the half and coming out at the beginning of the second half. It's not good enough for us. We got to move the ball better in those situations. All right. And when it comes to the pressures, there's things to learn from. We got to operate much faster with just the timing of everything, getting the play calls in and out of the huddle, getting the line properly, making the right ID, getting guys picked up the proper way. Like, we have to operate more efficiently. We have to operate with much more urgency on the offensive side of the football. You'll continue to see those type of pressures, right, that showed up. So there's a lot of room for improvement there, and we have to see that improvement very quickly.
Thank you.
Cody.
Mika, what can you say about what Woody Marks has been able to do running the football for you guys? How's he feeling coming out of this one? How's Chubb feeling? And what'd you make of Dare's opportunity? His, you know, one for one for him.
Yeah, Woody's done a nice job of, I say, as a running back, like when you get, you know, the bulk of the carries, like it takes a toll on you. I think he's handled himself, you know, very well, taking care of his body, but you know, it's hard playing running back in this league. And Woody, he's played physical. He's fought through some nicks and bumps along the way. So I'm proud of the way that he continues to push through. Even though he's battling, he's pushing through. We'll see where Chubb ends up this week. You know, he had the rib injury throughout the game. So we'll see how this week goes with him, see if he can get back out there for us. And Dare, you know, like you say, one for one. Everybody would love that. That was an awesome job by Dare. I talk about all the time, taking advantage of your opportunities. There's nothing better than Dare in that moment. Man, we needed it most. We needed to get in the end zone, and Dare's the guy to do it. So I'm happy for Dare.
Kim?
Hey, D'Amico, you have talked all season about making, executing, and finishing. The path you guys took early, some of the bumps you took early on when you guys were struggling, has it been cumulative to get you to where you are now, where you're starting to be able to finish and execute?
Yeah, I think it is cumulative, Kim, when you look at where we started and how we didn't finish games, how we learned brutal lessons early on, like how do you not finish games, like not protecting the football, not – closing it out, you know, in the critical downs defensively. So everybody had their sort of sore areas in the game where they could have helped us to win the game, and we did it. So I feel like we learned from that, and guys are making those critical plays when we need to make them. We're protecting the ball really well. I think that's helped us here, you know, on the stretch we've been on, is we protected the ball really well, and we've taken it away. That gives you such a huge swing and the advantage of opportunities to win the game. So we have to continue on that path. We're doing a great job offensively, protecting the ball. Defense, keep taking it away.
Adolphus.
Hey, Coach. Question for you. I know head coaches have mantras for teams that they build on through the course of the season. Have there been, say, during this run now and everything, has there been some little small inflection points that you sort of have acknowledged? They hadn't raised a whole lot of eyebrows, but you sort of have acknowledged it and just sort of shook your head and moved forward with it?
Well, the main thing for me is, you know, I'm laser focused on, like, what's in front of us. And that's why I want to keep our guys. It's like the main thing is having your eyes in front. Like, looking back on how we started, it's easy to look back and see like, oh, such a bad start. And it, like, your eyes are in front. Your eyes are focused in on the next opponent, the next target, as I said. And it's all about continuing to execute and finish. And if you continue to focus on those things which you can control, not really worried about what others are saying, what's the expectation for this game, that game, like all that stuff, it doesn't matter. All right, for us, it's eyes in front, focus on your target, and execute.
Aaron?
Hey, D'Amico, guy for the future for next year that is been rehabbing and working really hard, Brevin Jordan. What did it mean to you guys to be able to commit to him, to let him continue to get healthier and make a go of this next year? And I have a follow-up. Thank you.
Yeah, I love Brevin Jordan and what he can bring to our team. I love, you know, the energy that he brings, the joy that he brings to our team. I think Brevin is a playmaker. He just has to, you know, continue to do those things he's doing in the background and working really hard to make sure he's healthy and ready to go for next season. So I'm excited to add him for another year.
And looking at this week, what are some of the priorities? As you obviously, the guys have some time off after a big win, but as far as getting back to it Wednesday, what are some things you hope to kind of drill down on? And we talked about the offense, but anything else that you feel like is critical heading into this matchup at home?
You know, for us, it just goes back to we start over, right? Whatever the next opponent presents to us, you know, Arizona, good team, good quarterback. Brissett, he's been around for a while in the league. You know, you like to throw the football around. So their defense presents a lot of challenges. So I talk about things that we have to improve upon when it comes to, you know, really executing when we're going up against different pressures, different looks. We're going to see that versus this team. And then defensively, we're going to see some challenges in the passing game that we have to step up and try to attack the football, try to put some of those challenges out. So it's our next opponent presents always a different set of challenges, but we're always up for those challenges.
All right, we'll close with Jonathan, Kim, and Sarge.
D'Amico, you mentioned earlier wanting to see a sense of urgency with your offense. Why do you believe that your offense hasn't been as urgent as it needs to be? And then separately, what do you think being urgent could add to the offense?
Yeah, the urgency I'm speaking about is the urgency when I talk about our third downs where we're up against the clock, like the urgency of getting the call in, the urgency of getting the protections call, of getting it all picked up. That's the urgency that I'm speaking of.
Can Go ahead, I ask, Kim?
How do you think that'll help?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Can I ask how you think that'll help?
Well, we can execute a play. Win a third down.
Hey, D'Amico, can you talk a little bit about the third quarter? It was a little rough offensively, but can you just talk about how CJ really kind of, I guess, made some great plays to pull you guys through? And when you go back and look at it, what you saw from him?
Yeah, the third quarter, as we know, it wasn't good enough. We coming out of the half, you know, their best player, Chris Jones, he turned it up and he made a lot of plays on us, a lot of negative plays, which we knew he's a very disruptive player. So we accounted for him, but he beat us on a couple of plays, and that's given because he's such a great player. But it was some critical third downs there, I think, with CJ being able to step up in the pocket and make some plays on some of those third downs. I know he made a couple to Higgins there that were huge for us to keep drives going. I think it was one to Nico he made as well. So those plays were huge plays to just give us some breathing room. Actually, we wanted to punt the football and back them up right defensively. So those plays that he made on third down allowed Tommy to give us some really great punts to back him up, to force him to have to drive the whole field.
Sarge?
Coach, I don't know if we got an opportunity to ask you this on last night, but when the Chiefs went for it in their own territory on that fourth down, how much of that competitive edge in you as a coach, you know, looked at that and said, okay, so if we're going to go mano a mano, let's go mano a mano. And, you know, with the down, with the distance where they were to go for it like that, some of the players said on the defense side of the ball said it kind of felt kind of disrespectful with the way that they were playing. Did you see it that way as well?
No, I didn't see it as disrespectful at all. I saw it as knowing that was my first thought, like just knowing Andy and knowing how he's been. They're an aggressive team on fourth down. It hasn't shown up in those situations, but I just felt like how the game was going, it wasn't surprising that he would go for it there. You know, in that moment, he felt like they would have made a play because the previous play, right, they had one open. They felt like they made it, and the guy dropped the football. So I see why, you know, he went for it. And, you know, he went for it there, and our guy, you know, Stingley showed up and made an outstanding play there on fourth down, which is what he did. Was that last week? Previous week, we had another fourth down.
Yeah.
We gotta stop all these fourth downs at the end of the game. But no, Stingley made a play on fourth down last week, and it shows up again, you know, in a critical moment. They don't give the ball, they don't throw the ball to him much, but in those critical moments, seems like he shows up on those fourth down plays, and he makes a huge play for us, right, to really seal the game.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Coach.
All right.
Thank
you. All right. That's head coach DeMeco Ryans as he meets with the media. Coming up, let's look at a couple of things he said, especially the comment at the end there on, I think we agree, Clint, that the play that changed kind of the course of the game there that he just discussed, we'll do that.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming up next.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in on a victory Monday for the Texans and a reaction Monday. We just heard from the head coach. That was live, played live at NRG. DeMeco Ryans speaking after that huge, huge win. I ain't going to lie to you because I do want to get to something he said at the end, Clint. And I don't know about you. I think a lot of people felt like the game really changed on this moment. And I ain't going to lie to you, man. Fellas, I did this three-game stretch we said was going to be hugely important, where they played AFC contenders, and that would be home Buffalo, at Indy, at Kansas City, coming off of the 16-13 win at the buzzer against the Titans. I ain't going to lie to you. I didn't see them winning all three of these.
No. I mean, I don't know if they did.
I didn't. I'm sure there's going to be some that text in that did. I didn't see them winning all three. But they've got a formula and a way of doing things, and it has worked. And they have made the run five in a row now, two different quarterbacks over their span, and the last two road games against the Colts and the Chiefs. That's big. I did not have that one on the bingo card.
No, I didn't have it on the bingo card either. I think it's impressive. That's why it's not just about the Kansas City game. Yes, that is a huge exclamation point on that three game stretch is to win at Arrowhead, but. To your point, man, you got three really good football teams, or what everybody thought was really good football teams, consecutively, and your season on the line. The Texans went out there and handled business. They did enough to win. Now it's obviously led by the defense, and the offense has got some struggles, but it's led by the defense, and they're doing a hell of a job. If there was ever any doubt, Ron, if anybody out there still had any doubt about this team being able, this defense being championship caliber defense, this team being able to win games versus quality opponents, given the state of the offense, if you had any doubt that could happen, those doubts should be erased at this point in time, because this defense, with very little help from the offense, this defense can single-handedly win games.
Listen, I know D'Amico knows Andy, played for Andy for a year.
Yeah.
I did not agree with him at all. When he said he wasn't surprised that Andy Reid went for that, yeah, which I felt like turned the game. Again, I think the Texans were, from start to finish, they appeared to be the better team. They appeared to be handling things better. And then the only thing the Chiefs had going their way is Spags and Chris Jones. It seemed to be that was the only thing. Everything else seemed to be in the Texans' favor. And then in that third quarter, it felt like, all right, here they go, and it's getting dangerous for the Texans right now. And then the thought to go for that fourth and one on his own 30-yard line, D'Amico said he wasn't surprised. I was shocked, Clint, and I think it absolutely changed the entire game.
I think he handed the game to the Houston Texans on a silver platter. He had a tie ball game at home. His defense was playing lights out. His best player on the defensive side of the football had taken over the game completely. At that point in time, when Andy Reid made that decision, the Texans offense had ran 18 plays in the second half. They had 16 yards, and
all came on one play.
They had no answers for the pressures that Spags was dialing up. They were reeling in a major way. In fact, it was worse than not having answers. They were completely overwhelmed on the offensive side of the football. It looked like the Texans' offense, the dam was fixing to break and something bad was going to happen in favor of the Chiefs. And Andy Reid made a bonehead decision and gave the Texans the breath that they needed, the life that they needed. He handed them not only the ball, he handed them all the momentum that Kansas City had created. And it was on a 31-yard line going in. You handed them points with Kyahmi Fairbairn on the sideline. Look, this ranks second for me among piss-poor decisions, bonehead decisions by Hall of Fame coaches. Nothing will ever top Bill Belichick hiring a defensive-minded head coach to be his offensive coordinator. Nothing will ever top that. But Andy Reid, the Hall of Famer Andy Reid, one of the best, if not the best, to ever do it on the offensive side of the football, made one of the biggest bonehead decisions that I've ever seen a coach make. Season on the line.
What was he thinking?
All the momentum is in your favor. I mean, it would have been different if you had an offense over there on the Texan sideline that was like, "Ooh, boy, they're figuring us out. Hey, man, they're coming. They're making plays. Hey, our defense is gassed." Man, you handed it to them for no apparent reason.
It felt like the game had turned into field position and who was going to make the first mistake or whose offense could sustain a drive that could get to points. And at that time, it was clear that even though the Texans had the number one defense, and that's the number one reason why they won the game, it was clear at that time the Chiefs were having better success against the Texans defense than the Texans offense was having against the Chiefs defense.
From the time we got to football at the end of the first half, yes. And we did whatever the hell that mess was that we called
Chris Jones started to take over at that last possession.
There was no reason to have any level of fear that the Texans offense was going to figure it out. At that point in time, you literally say, hey, man, play this thing tight to the vest, and I'm just going to bet that Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Andy Reid are going to make enough plays to get a field goal late or something to win this thing. The last thing I'm going to do is hand it to them on a fourth and five attempt or fourth and four, whatever it was. That was one of the worst. Now, tip my cap to the Texans. They turned around and they didn't just piddle around and kick a field goal. They took that sumbuck down there and they shut it down.
CJ made a hell of a throw to Higgins that was.
Yes, absolutely, man. That was to credit to the Texans for taking full advantage of the opportunity and going down and scoring a touchdown and getting 17-10 and really putting the pressure on Pat Mahomes. But there's no way around this one, man. That decision by Andy Reid. If that weren't Andy Reid, every sports show on TV and radio would lead with why does this guy still have a job? If the season was on the line, if the season was on the line and you've got players like the Kansas City Chiefs have and you're in a 10-10 ball game at home and that game was going the way that it was going, any coach not named Andy Reid and Bill Belichick make that decision right now, they'd be trying to run them up out of town.
The decision was bad, and then it's as if he just arrived into the game right at that moment. Like he wasn't there.
Zero feel.
Like he wasn't there to watch it, or he didn't know he was down to his fifth tackle in the game. In the play, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter are left singled up. On fourth in the season. And Will Anderson just races around the tackle to cause him to have to throw it early. I don't know. I mean, he panicked. Like, I don't know. It makes you wonder if he knew what the score was. It was wild.
That's one of them as a head coach. You got to go in there and say, fellas, that one's on me.
If
I'm Chris Jones, I'm mad or not. Like, you stole my moment. I am literally in the middle of having a defensive player of the year type of moment. And you pulled a rug out from underneath me and gave me the ball on a 31-yard line.
Do you think the Texans had a length of the field drive in them?
Not a chance. There's nothing.
It seemed like at some point they would have to blitz and they wouldn't pick it up.
The only touchdown drive that the Texans had to that point was one where C.J. Stroud was vintage 2023 C.J. Stroud. There's three plays in that drive, four if you count the Dalton Schultz touchdown. I think that was the same drive. But there was three or four plays that C.J. just made kind of off script, off schedule that were like, wow.
The big one in the middle of the field to Nico.
That was a big – there were several big ones in that drive.
On that touchdown drive they had in the first half, it was the big one where he catches Nico in the middle of the field running and threw it late across the middle of the field when you're not supposed to and got the big play.
But it was one of those.
But they weren't having any success.
The point is that whole drive, nothing was easy. That was took vintage CJ Stroud to get it done, and that guy disappeared with about 2 minutes to go in the first half. So, that was a bonehead Andy Reid moment for sure.
All right, let's get in our players of the game, and I know there are a couple of things you wanted to address coming off that game a little bit more closer. You can send them in. Your players of the game, we'll do that coming up.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, let's get our players of the game in. Our Man Eye Institute players of the game. You can send yours in, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Don't worry, we will hear from you coming up at 3 o'clock. We will hear from you coming up at 3 o'clock in the next segment. We'll hear from the people to get your thoughts on it. But let's do our players of the game. Clint, who is yours? Who is your Man Eye Institute player of the game? Man Eye Institute, see life better.
Well, I mean, look, this one's really easy. And since you let me go first, I'm going to take it. Jalen Petrie. Typically I hear people, a lot of times it's fans, you see them on social media talking about all pro this, all pro that, Pro Bowl this, Pro Bowl that, and 9 times out of 10, you can dismiss it pretty quickly. I don't think there's any doubt right now that Jalen Petrie ultimately is playing at an all pro, not a Pro Bowl, but an all pro level at that nickel defender position. And the interesting thing is you got a lot of guys that obviously play that position at a high level and play it at a high level from a coverage perspective. But when you look at what all he's bringing to the table with the instincts, playing the run, with the instincts, being able to pressure the quarterback consistently, and now all of a sudden he's making plays in coverage and big-time plays, that's one of the best interceptions I've ever seen. Maybe the best.
That's what Collinsworth said.
Well, maybe the best. When you look at tipping it and then being the guy that runs the hula hoop, that big hula hoop that you D linemen used to run at practice, and somehow track the ball and catch it, that's wild
and keep it in.
Yeah, it's one thing to just turn around and like, oh, the ball's falling right, but he turned and tracked it and went and got it. That was wild. So 6 total tackles, 4 of them were solo for Jalen Petrie.
The great hit he had on Rice.
The hit across the middle, on the side over there to break up that right there. I mean, he had a monster game, and on a night when the defense really, really showed out. I mean, you can pick about one of about 3 or 4 guys, but I got to go with Jalen Petrie, man.
Yeah, Jalen Petrie, a great pick. People are saying Jalen Petrie as well. Tyler, who's your Man Eye Institute player of the game?
I believe the same fella that was the player of the game for me last week, Big Nico Collins. He had 8 targets, only reeled in 4 of them, but they were 4 big ones, 121 receiving yards for Nico. Some big plays for that offense to keep the chains moving. I'm going with Nico Collins.
Yeah, my man Nico was getting you about 50 yards to catch his first two. Yeah, he was. Did he get a catch in the second half? I don't think he got one of them, did he?
I don't think so.
Because he completed 3 passes.
There was only 3.
I know Higgins got 2 of them. And I think Noel maybe got the other one. So, yeah, but the first half, he set up a touchdown. He ran past the Chiefs' best corner, who then missed the rest of the game on that first big play. He was a problem. All the way up in that first quarter, or that first half, excuse me. So Nico Collins, big time game. My Man Eye Institute player of the game goes to Kamari Lassiter. I know Petrie was good, but you got to remember Kamari Lassiter was walking in here not practicing all week, bad foot problems. And did you see what they did to him? He was on Kelsey a lot last night. They threw a corner on Kelsey a lot, and then to me, I think he made. for me personally, the biggest play of the game. I know there were turnovers. There were all of this. I know Andy Reid got drunk and forgot where he was. But that was a surefire touchdown to Tyquan Thornton. And he was burnt. But he caught up to the ball and knocked it out of his hands. They would have gone up 14-10 there. And I would believe that Andy Reid would have played it different if he had a 14-10 lead at that point, and all momentum would have swung that way. And the way that the Chiefs defense was playing, I think 14-10, any kind of point where they trailed was going to be a problem. And that play, and not to mention he got the pick later on as well when Pat threw that punt to him. So I thought he was fantastic, especially coming off of not practicing all week and having a foot problem. But that play he made, jarring the ball loose from Thornton, that's not a drop. I've seen a lot of Chiefs fans talk about the drops. There were drops. That was not a drop. That was a great play by four.
Tremendous play by four. And he, look, man, for a guy that didn't practice all week, I saw a report where they said he practiced one day. I was like, no, he practiced on the sideline on Friday and didn't practice on Wednesday or Thursday. So for a guy that didn't practice at all, that was a hell of a football game. So, yeah, it's hard to – hard to not tip the cap to four, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Lassiter. Shout out to Nico Collins, as well as Jalen Petrie, our Man Eye Institute, players of the game. Man Eye Institute, see life better. All right, Clint, I know there, you know, we'll discuss this more and more as this team sits at 8-5 and currently in the playoffs. The look is starting to see, all right, what are they going to do to make a run? What do they got to do to make a run? And I know for you, there are a couple of things that you feel need to be addressed on a reaction Monday.
Yeah, look, I think D'Amico Ryans, we can't tiptoe around this anymore. I mean, you got a real chance here. You position yourself to potentially win the division. You positioned yourself to get into the playoffs on a year when, boy, the path to the Super Bowl is, it just seems a lot less difficult without those quarterbacks that we all know so well looking to not be involved. And so there's a real opportunity here, man. And tiptoeing around how bad this offense is, I think is a bad idea for D'Amico Ryans. He has got to get this right. And I'll be honest with you, part of it has to do with the positioning of the team right now and the potential playoff run, but it also has to do with what we watched last night. That was not – I typically use the phrase, you got to have answers for pressure. That was not just not having answers for pressure. So I want to start there. I mean, this was – C.J. Stroud should be able to press charges against Nick Caley.
I was going to say, boy.
When you're a quarterback and you're out there and you snap the football and you don't know if your protection is right, you don't know where you're throwing the ball, and you immediately start retreating, you immediately start shuffling backwards, you have no chance. That is the first sign, or the biggest sign of all-out just incompetence on the offensive side.
They almost got him knocked out again. That Carlotta.
I mean, it just, I don't even know if incompetence is the right word. It just can't happen. So let's start there. Is D'Amico, it's borderline criminal what you're doing, what the team is doing to C.J. Stroud. You cannot, now, and some people say, oh, well, he can't do this, or he can't do that, or he's not breaking the huddle quick enough, or he's not getting the play out of his mouth quick enough and communicating it cleanly enough in the huddle. Okay, you know who you got. Make the necessary adjustments. This is a third year in the league, man. There's no excuse for this guy to be snapping the football for an entire quarter, three or four different drives, and immediately start retreating. It's not about not having answers. This is a fireable offense. I mean, that is, look, we'll be completely honest with you. There should have been a Spags pressure period every day since the Texans reported to training camp. That's what bit you in the ass last year. There should have been a period that had Spag's name written on it in every single practice that you've had since they reported to training camp. And you should be able. I'm not saying they have to work. I'm not saying they have to work. I don't even care if they work to this point. But your quarterback should catch the football and go work one side of the field, get the ball out of his hands, and if he's throwing it away, he's throwing it away. If he's throwing it to the tight end's feet, he's throwing it to the tight end's feet. If he's having to squeeze it into tight windows, squeezing into tight windows. If there's deflected balls, cool. But you cannot catch the football and retreat that way. That is a fireable offense, what we watched
last night. Did you sense it more as them not being prepared for
they had no
pressure
clue.
Or blitz? Or was it Chris Jones.
Look, Chris was nasty, no doubt about it. And Chris had his plays.
Because they were pressuring, but he was also winning pretty quickly. And I guess probably setting up one-on-ones with the pressure.
Yeah. Well, no, Chris had a hell of a run there, no doubt about it. But the lack of answers and not, again, the beyond not having answers, just putting your quarterback in that position. And again, I don't want to hear about how he's doing this or technique mechanics or getting out of the huddle. I don't want to hear about that. You know who your quarterback is. It's week 13 of his third year. You know exactly who C.J. Stroud is. Whatever shortcomings he has or whatever he struggles with, it's your job to fix it. He can't snap the football in obvious situations where they're bringing pressure and have no answers. And at one of those drives, they go out there, and I can't remember if it's first or second down. It's a quick play action, and you look up, it's a three-man route. Every receiver's running a route at 12 to 15 yards deep. Their back is to the quarterback for 12 or 15 yards. Who in that situation thought, yeah, this is the answer right here? Like, that third quarter, man, you can look at it as, oh, well, but we made enough plays in the fourth quarter. You just beat the Kansas City Chiefs by two scores, and your quarterback completed three passes in the second half. Yeah. And I don't know that any of them were in rhythm. Were any of them in rhythm? Were any of them within the –
The one to know was on the sideline, but the others were scrambles that he had to get rid of.
Yeah, I mean, man, that just
– And those two short fields really helped you on the scores in the second half.
Yeah, Ron, that just cannot happen, man. So again, the tiptoeing around it and the talking about techniques and mechanics and all that crap, man – The talking about getting out of the huddle and executing, hey man, you got to have a better plan. If you think at all, which we all knew that Spags was going to pressure the Texans coming out of that second half. Everybody knew it, right? I mean, if you're worried about getting out of the huddle, stay your ass on the line. Don't get in the huddle. CJ, every quarterback that's breathing right now from the NFL all the way down spent the majority of their life in a no-huddle situation anyway. Stay on the line of scrimmage. If that's the problem, it's week 13, adjust. And so what we saw last night just absolutely cannot happen. To be honest with you, a third quarter like that, I am shocked that the Kansas City Chiefs defense didn't find a way to score points. I mean, that was
– Yeah, they looked like they were about to create a turnover.
Oh, that was bad, man. I can't wait to watch it on film because, look, I just firmly believe right now that was not an O-line CJ execution problem. That was an offensive play caller plan, not having a plan, not having an adjustment, and not giving – the players an opportunity. That was bad, man, and D'Amico's got to get that right.
Coming up, we're going to hear from you, 713-572-4610. The phone lines will be open. The Texans, they've won five in a row. They go on the road to win to Kansas City. And I don't, kind of inspired by what Clint just said. Do you think the Texans won that game, took that game, or do you think it was more that the Chiefs lost it? We'll discuss that and have that conversation coming up next.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.